Hey guys, I'm so glad you've joined us today, and I can't think of a greater privilege than sharing the Word of God and the vision that the Lord has given us as C3, as ministers, as individuals. And I'm praying that this Word will have such a deep impact on your soul, will refresh you, inspire you, feed you, and strengthen you in Jesus' name. Let's go to the Word. Hey there, so glad you joined us. I'm on a mini-series right now, and this is the second message in this podcast series on our core values as C3. The second one is to be Spirit-powered. That means the Holy Spirit is going to be the energizing factor in all of what we do. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 2, it says, "The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." There's so much about the Holy Spirit in the New Testament because it is the testament of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, we see a lot of the revelation of the Father. Then when Jesus came, had 3 years of exposure to the world and went through the work of the cross and the resurrection. But now he said, the Holy Spirit will be poured out once I'm gone and ascended and seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And so on the day of Pentecost, with a mighty rushing wind and tongues of fire, the Holy Spirit came upon 120 disciples, and they found themselves empowered, empowered at all kinds of levels, but it was a supernatural power, a spiritual power. They could speak in the languages of other nations, languages they'd never learned. And what they spoke was the wonderful works of God. They would have been speaking about how Jesus died on the cross, how he rose from the dead, how God created the worlds. They would be speaking about all of these amazingly wonderful things. And it says the hearers were pierced in their heart. So they preached supernaturally in languages they'd never learned, possibly not even understanding what they were saying. And yet the hearers could understand what was being communicated. Every time the Holy Spirit comes on the church, he will send out signals. He will send out a language that the hearers in the world can understand today. Even if the church opposes it or mistreats it or doesn't understand what some segments of the church are doing, yet that will reach the world. I might like ice cream and I might like strawberries, but you know, fish like worms. That's an interesting thing, because if I go fishing with what I like, I often won't catch anything. But when I go fishing with what they want, what they need to hear, that's when we will be successful in reaching this world for Christ. And the Holy Spirit is the empowerment for us to do that. Now, Jesus told them in Luke 24:49 to go into the city of Jerusalem and wait until you are endued or clothed with power from on high. This is really important, because without the power, we just got words. We've just got arguments and logic. And God is wanting to send us with power that makes people feel God. Some people will tremble inside, but more than anything else, we will be able to pierce people's hearts so they are moved to action. And the Holy Spirit is our helper. Jesus said, I'm going to send you a helper. And that's one who's going to stand alongside you to help you, both with God and with people. And so your argument, your preaching will be so forceful, so powerful, but not in terms of brutal. It'll be powerful in the Spirit. Love is the most powerful force in the world. And the Holy Spirit, Paul says in Romans 5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who's been given to us. Now, the Holy Spirit has come into our world as a person. He's not a cloud or a blob floating around church on a Sunday morning. He is actually a living person that can walk with us, just like Jesus was a person on earth when he was here, the Holy Spirit. He's not caught in it. Jesus says when he has come, not when it has come. And He has come. The church ignores the Holy Spirit to its own peril. We we ignore the Spirit and communion with the Spirit and waiting on the Spirit and getting baptized in the Spirit to our own peril. We're left with the arm of flesh to try and accomplish a spiritual result. When I watch pastors trying to build the kingdom of God, to build the church, a spiritual entity, but they're doing it with the flesh, with just board meetings and planning meetings and with the prowess of good oratory and lots of study, and all of that can be great. But if it's devoid of the power of the Holy Spirit, we are left exhausted. I've been doing this for 52 years, preaching, leading, pastoring, doing all the work of the ministry. And I find occasionally, yeah, definitely, it's a little tiring. But if we're walking in the energy and the power of the Holy Spirit every day, I would spend time just soaking in that presence. And when we allow ourselves to be empowered, to be Spirit-powered people, we will find we do the impossible. We'll bring healing. We'll bring deliverance and freedom. We'll bring the gospel with power that converts hearts. Trying to do that without the power of God is impossible. Very frustrating and very discouraging, because we would be better to wait and have that power. Just like Jesus said, wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. Oh, wait until? Wouldn't you rather that he had said wait 10 days? Because then you know, or wait 2 days, or wait 3 days, or wait 1 hour. But say wait until, that could be a long time. It could be. But that means we're going to value that clothing with power more than anything else. And so we just wait on the Lord. And when you wait on the Lord, you will get strength. Isaiah says that. You will be strengthened on the inside. Mount up with wings like eagles. You'll run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. And so this living person, the Holy Spirit, wants to fellowship with us. Wants to walk with us. God says, in the last days, I will pour out the Spirit on all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. When the Holy Spirit is poured out on the church and on all flesh, people start doing unbelievable things, prophesying, seeing dreams, visions, signs and wonders start happening. But sometimes we have found that unusual events the Spirit brings are perpetuated by humans wanting to keep it going, thinking that the outcomes are going to make it keep going. But it's actually the move of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we've seen Pentecostal things that have become quite weird, quite unusual, unnatural, not supernatural, but unnatural. And so we would say you can have a move of God and you don't have to be weird. You can be filled with the Spirit and you don't have to be unusual. I mean, it might be a tad different to what would be normal, but Jesus was never considered weird or kind of somebody that was repelling people. He was attractive. And the Holy Spirit is going to do everything to make the church attractive, to make people drawn towards God. And so this third member of the Trinity, the great Holy Spirit, needs to be welcomed, not opposed. We need to open the doors to the Holy Spirit. That might mean having times where we just linger in the presence of God. I tend to think that the reason Joshua was chosen over Caleb, even though Caleb was an outspoken preacher of faith, even more so than Joshua, but it says Joshua lingered in the tabernacle when Moses left it. He loved the presence of God. God thought, I want him as the leader. David was the same. He loved the presence of God. Most people feared God, which is a good thing, but only feared. They were terrified of God. But David felt drawn to God. He said, my heart pants for you as a deer pants for water. And when we have a hunger and a thirst for God, for the Holy Spirit, Jesus says in John 7, verse 37, we will be filled. And the secret to being filled with the Spirit is to have a hunger for the Holy Spirit, to desire Him, to want Him in your world, engaging your heart to actually draw near to Him. And so the need for us to allow the Holy Spirit to come into our lives is great. But when He comes, there are so many things that we haven't got time in this podcast to actually cover. But intercession and prayer and regenerating people, inspiring worship, inspiring praise, inspiring preaching, revelation, insight, wisdom, word of knowledge, prophesying, healing and deliverance. There are so many attributes and gifts when the Holy Spirit is active and alive in the church that all the work of what God wants to do is accomplished through believers who are filled with the Holy Ghost and they have these varying gifts operating through them to reach this world around us. And so C3, we are Spirit-powered people in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. Check out more content on the C3 Church Global Instagram and YouTube page. C3 is a movement of many hundreds of churches around the world, Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and connect-driven. So wherever you are around the world, I encourage you to find a C3 church near you. See you again soon.